The story I want to tell you today, boys and girls, is right from the Bible. I've named this story A Wonderful Secret. One day Jesus, with his disciples, thought he would ask them a question. And he said, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Why, they said, "Some say you're John the Baptist, come back from the dead. Some say you're the great prophet Elijah. Others said you're Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. But then he said, "But whom say ye that I am? Who do you say that I am?" Peter quickly answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to Peter something wonderful. He said, "Peter, you didn't think of this yourself." He said, "Flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." That was a great secret. Peter had come to find and know the wonderful secret that Jesus, who said, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" was really more than the Son of Man. He was the Son of God as well. So Peter knew the secret. The Heavenly Father revealed it to him. The Lord went on to say, "Peter, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'm going to build my church." Now the name Peter means a stone. And Jesus tells him the wonderful secret that he's going to build his church, not with stones like men build a building, but with people like Peter who confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, "The gates of hell will never prevail against it." Sometime later, the Lord Jesus died on the cross. It looked like the Rock of Ages had been defeated. It looked like he had been overthrown, and Satan had gained the victory. But on the third day, it didn't look like that at all, for the stone rolled away from the tomb, and the Lord Jesus arose up again from the dead, and the gates of hell will never prevail, will never fight, and never win against him. Satan will never get a victory over the Lord Jesus. You can be sure, when you come in to get in on God's secret, that this man was more than a man. He was the Son of the living God. And when you believe that, you can be one of the Lord's stones that he's building his church out of. Trust him and be a stone today.